Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 11th of March 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours, and a bit more actually, of course, sorry about yesterday, in under 5 minutes. So today's iPad launch day. Yesterday and the day before, of course, you should have been all stocking up on your new boxes of iOS 4.3 for iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. Oh, why do they need 4.3 on Apple TV? Could there be applications coming? We'll have to wait and see. It's all out there. It's all ready for you. Go buy it. And of course, your iPad is coming today if you live in America at 5 p.m. this evening and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for internet orders. You can order your iPad. I'm toying with the idea, but I'm really struggling to think why I want one. What are the 4.3 updates you're going to need for iPad? Well, you've got specs that include a much faster Safari. You've got AirPlay to iPhone as well as, and all the videos. There's new upgrades to iTunes Home Sharing, personal hotspots for iPhone 4 as well. iPad orientation locks come back, so you can play with that, and I've really missed that. There's also app subscriptions, special video effects, and of course you've got iMovie and GarageBand available to you, but you're going to need 4.2. Apparently, they work pretty well on the old iPad, but I've got GarageBand down this morning and I've had a little play. Oh, I may not be able to stand up later. One of the other features in iOS 4.3 that's really, really good is that kids will not be able to download tons and tons of in-app purchases. If you want to make an in-app purchase in future, you're going to need a password. The 15-minute window for new app purchases is still there, but it's the in-app stuff that's changed. Well done, Apple. That's just what was needed. The FCC is going after people that jam cell phones. If you're someone who's got a cinema or you've got something like a theatre or you've just got a little old man round the corner who's a bit of a grouchy git and wants to stop people making phone calls in his area, then they're going to come and get you because they're saying it inhibits 911 calls. I agree entirely. Are they going to come and tap on your door and say, would you mind? No, they're going to fine you. You could even be talking about jail time because they're saying that it comes under health and safety law. Oh dear, another bad name for that. FCC have got their own problems, though, as well, because the House Subcommittee for the House of Representatives has said that they want to block the FCC's net neutrality rules. It's going backwards and forwards, to and fro, and of course, big business is playing a huge part with the lobby, so we'll have to see where that one ends up. And HP has laid down the gauntlet to Microsoft. It was announced yesterday that apparently all new HP PCs will have WebOS installed on them. I think it's going to be a dual boot to start with, but it will be there. You can sit and use WebOS. You'll have one operating system across all your HP devices, potentially. Well done, HP. That's the way forward, I think. IE9 has got a release date of the 14th of March, allegedly. It's still a bit of a rumour, but if you're a Windows user, that'll excite you because it's rather good, apparently. And also, in the pwn-to-own competition that's being run, it's not looking good for the browsers. Firefox was cracked pretty easily. Internet Explorer 8 wasn't doing very well. Safari managed to last a whole 5 seconds. Oh, dear. And finally, Google put its money where its mouth was. It said, if you can hack Chrome, we'll give you $20,000 to the first person. Only two people entered the competition, one of them didn't turn up, and the other one looked at it and went, nah, and went and did the Safari one instead. Nintendo has admitted that it could remotely disable your 3DS console. If you've just bought the Nintendo 3DS, you're going to be fabulously wowed by all of the 3D graphics on it. But if you hack it to do some marvellous, marvellous stuff with it, Nintendo are going to flick a switch and it's going to just go black. I've got no idea why Sony and Nintendo are doing this kind of stuff. But if you look at all the innovation that's gone on with the Kinect, I don't see why they're doing it. Well done, Microsoft, for letting people play around on really advanced systems. Nintendo, Sony, you're a bunch of Luddites. Peggy have jumped in on the We Dare game. The Pan-European Gaming Information Board, which is a lot less catchy, have said that they're not very happy about Ubisoft's We Dare programme, and they're really unhappy about the adverts, and they've told them that they've got to take them down across the whole of the internet and apply a parental warning sticker. Apparently this game's got a 12 rating, so your 13-year-old could be playing bottom-smacking games before you know it. I think the problem's got to come down to parenting. If my lad brought that game home, I wouldn't let him play it. NASA has said that the International Space Station is now essentially complete. It doesn't say utterly complete, it says essentially complete, so I don't know what that means. The 2-acre space station has now got everything it possibly needs to stay up there for a little while longer. It's going to carry on being supported by the Russian Soyuz system, and like all good builders, NASA have left a pile of Earth to the side of it that no one actually knows where it came from. quite possibly the best program on the internet. Instapaper is an upgraded to 3.0, and it now has a social media function associated with it. I've got to go and download it and have a play, but it's a lovely, lovely application. $4.99 is the asking price for it in the App Store if you want it, and it is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, you remember Olivetti? They used to make typewriters. Well, apparently they make tablet computers now. Olivetti has released the Olipad 100. It only comes in Italian at the moment. It's €394, which is about $550. There's no specs on the story that I looked at, and there was only a video that showed it being used that looked kind of pleasant. But we'll have to have a play before we pass any kind of real judgment on it. And finally, what happens if the vehicle that you're driving drives into a bridge that's too low for it? What happens if the vehicle that's too big for the bridge that you drive under is carrying HP photo paper ink and then overturns? There's a video on Engadget, and there's also a picture, and it brings a whole new meaning to painting the town red and blue and purple and yellow and green. And anyway, you get the idea. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again at 11 o'clock this morning for the photo show, 1 o'clock for the Max show, and then at 10 p.m. tonight we've got the big show, and they're all going ahead, and I won't throw a fit and I won't walk out the room, and I do apologise. See you all a bit later. Have a good day and a great weekend, and thanks for listening.